Welcome to the Powered by Transova podcast, where Transova team members and industry experts will cover how our reproductive toolbox of embryo transfer, in vitro fertilization, sorted semen, and cloning technologies can multiply the success within your livestock breeding program. Throughout our series, we will also cover a wide array of topics such as frequently asked questions, management and care advice, as well as client and location highlights.
Welcome back to the Powered by Transova podcast. We have a special episode for you today, and a little teaser of our season two here. We are recording from the World Dairy Expo here in Madison, Wisconsin. And it is just Emily here today. Sarah is not with us yet, but we are excited to have the whole team here in Madison. And sitting with me is Crystal Dykstra, our corporate accounts manager. Crystal, why don't you start off and tell our audience a little bit about yourself and your role with Transova.
Sure. Thanks, Emily. Again, Crystal Dykstra here. I am corporate accounts manager at Transova. I actually grew up on a small farm not far from Transova, and I have been with Transova for over 12 years. Worked in various roles in marketing, client service, and the last 3 to 4 years have been corporate accounts manager, which I get the privilege of working with some of our largest dairy programs and just helping service them A to Z, whatever they have with goals, needs. I make sure that we do whatever we can to help them out.
Awesome. Well, I'm glad that this worked out, Crystal, for us to sit down and talk. We came in yesterday, which was Sunday. Today's Monday, right? The days are all mushed together here in Madison. We got our booth set up this morning here, and we're just watching a little bit of showmanship as we record this. So, Crystal, how many World Dairies have you been to? What is this one for you?
I'm pretty sure I think this is my 10th World Dairy Expo.
Really?
With
wow.
Yes. So it's been very exciting. This is obviously my favorite show to go to. One of the biggest things for me is just connecting with clients and now friends that I've made with in the industry over the last dozen years. And so, yeah, it's super exciting to be here again, especially with a year off last year from COVID. Mm-hmm. So it's really great to see people again face to face and just have this week together in the dairy industry.
Yeah, I can't believe that it has been 2 years since we've been here. It doesn't feel like it at all, but glad to be back here with our dairy clients. And spoiler alert, the shavings are purple. We had a little bet going on what they would be. So
yes, that's always an exciting thing. My pick was blue, but purple does look really nice. The cattle are looking really nice on it today. So it's exciting to watch.
Yeah. So Crystal, talk a little bit about what do you think, you know, Transova's impact is on this show and just maybe within the dairy industry? You know, how are we helping clients that have dairies of any size, really?
Sure. Actually, I'm going to refer back to a story. It was quite a few World Dairy Expos ago. I came from our booth and I sit alongside the show ring here, and a client and associate that we knew, he came walking up and he was like, "Crystal, do you realize the impact that Transova has here on this show?" And I said, "Yeah, it's pretty big." And he's like, "No," he's like, "do you fully realize, like, every animal that's out here or out in the barns, like, you probably have touched in some sort of way, like, either back in the, you know, in the pedigrees or the actual animals that are in the show ring, or, you know, he goes, it's just a huge impact that Transova's had." So whether a dairy client is small or large, or if they're into, you know, genomic animals, or if they're into type, if they're into the show, like, there's so many ways that we can help a dairy producer by taking the best genetics and basically multiplying their success, accelerating their genetics. And that's been the most exciting thing about what we do. And the fact that it has continuously grown through the years. And again, the impact that we've had on the dairy industry, not just at World Dairy, but in commercial dairies across the country as well, has just been amazing to watch and such a fun thing to be a part of.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a great answer. Holy cow. Yeah. I think you're right. You know, you just walk through these barns and you can see names that you're familiar with that, you know, that have come through our lab or clients that we've worked with in some shape, which I think is awesome. And two, from the commercial aspect, you know, if you're not into the showing of your cattle, there's still a lot in the trade show, a lot of meetings that happen here that are really in for the commercial producers. So I think it's just exciting that we all get to be here together. And, you know, hopefully next year we'll get more of our international friends here as well.
That would be great. I mean, this is a very huge show for that end, not only for our clients, but for us as well. Being able to connect with our international guests is a pretty big thing. There's just a lot going on. That world keeps expanding as well, the export industry. So hopefully next year we can have a little bit more presence and be able to meet our international guests. And, you know, even for Transova to go through the trade show, and we, you know, we talk to different vendors. We talk, like, you know, maybe our clients are using certain vendors, or maybe it has to do with nutrition or anything that can help us help our clients. Like, we're reaching out and we're doing that here as well. Mm-hmm. So
very good. Why do you think it is beneficial for a dairy to implement an embryo program or, you know, get into advanced reproductive technologies?
It's extremely important, I think, because what you are doing is you're taking your very best genetics, and however you define those genetics in your pool, whether you're looking at different components, whether you are looking at type, whatever it is, like, or maybe you're wanting to explore that international embryo market, whatever it is, we can take those very best genetics and we basically accelerate them for you. We take your top 5%, 10%, whatever that percentage is, and you can put them in an IVF program. You can run those females every couple weeks. You can run them to different bulls. So you can multiply the impact of those genetics very quickly in your herd. And that's what is so cool about what we do, is being able to do that at a very fast pace for you. And you can also do donors that are even pregnant, which is a huge thing to be able to capitalize on that time period as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. There's a lot of options, yes. You know, with sex semen and, you know, running donors more frequently in a shorter amount of time, building up your embryo bank. And like you had mentioned earlier with the international exports and things like that, is, you know, we've got a whole dedicated team that will help, you know, you want to IVF a donor, you know, for a contract that you've got in another country, we can help you walk through all of those steps, because that can be a bear in itself of making sure that those embryos qualify to go. So definitely a lot of options and support that Transova can give people.
Right. And honestly, we have embryo products as well. So maybe you're looking for something outside of the scope that's already in your herd. Maybe there's just different things you want to look at for maybe the lower tier end of your herd. We have a number of different embryo products that we can offer you if you're looking outside of the genetics that you currently have. So we have multiple tools in our toolbox. We can do in vitro fertilization. We can do fleshing. We can also offer you the embryo products if you're looking for something outside of what you have. Mm-hmm. So it's great. Yeah. Whatever you need.
Yeah, definitely. And I'm glad that segues into another point that I wanted to cover today, is our embryo product line. We are going to be giving away 3 of our hybrid embryos this week. So if you're out at the show, be sure to come and sign up at our booth. We're going to give 3 embryos away of the Holstein Jersey crosses. So that'll be exciting. You know, and John Metzger and a lot of the Progenis team will be here if anybody has questions about that. Crystal, do you have any experience with any of the crossbreds or selling of embryos? Well, I guess too, we also sell, you know, the purebred line too, that if you're looking to expand outside of your genetics, we can help source some of that stuff.
What I think is great about Transova right now is we can go into any herd and say you want to look at, you know, maybe a purebred beef calf for your lower tier. We have embryos for that. You're looking at your top 5% and you want to put those females in an IVF program. We can do that. If you want to put some crossbred embryos, maybe in a middle tier, we can do that. Like, basically, we can customize your program to whatever you need. If you just want to look at IVF, or if you just want to look at maybe some beef embryos, whatever it is, we're able to customize that and be able to help you out. So, you know, just reach out to, you know, our client service representatives or our sales staff. We'll sit down with you. We'll go with where you're at and what your goals are, and we'll figure out exactly what that customized package looks like for you.
Yeah, I love that. It's not a one size fits all type deal with Transova. I mean, we're going to work with you to we want your business. We want to work with you. We want to help you advance your operation, yes, continue your legacy. So, if you have, you know, some off the wall idea, it's a good chance that we've already maybe talked about it. So, I mean, you know, it's just give us a call and we'll figure it out.
Right. Right. That's what's so neat about Transova. Just all the different options that we can do. And, you know, even if you want to dive into the weeds a little bit, stimulation versus no stimulation. You know, there's some guys that have different goals in that area as well. Whatever your goals are, that's the theme. Whatever your goals are, we'll be able to customize something that's going to work for your program.
Crystal, so I'm glad that you bring up the stimulation versus non-stimulation, the use of FSH versus not. I think we've talked quite a bit about that with the beef cattle, you know, and not so much on the dairy side. What are you seeing? I guess, I mean, are dairymen using it? Are they testing that method out? What are you seeing there?
It all depends on the producer itself. As you get into probably some different commercial programs, you're going to find that, you know, we are doing no stim, and that's pretty much primarily what we're doing there. You know, there are some different circumstances with elite matings where you're going to want to look at stimulation. It just depends on what your goals are, you know, as far as, you know, what you want to do with those embryos or how many embryos, what your goal is with those embryos. Some programs actually, what we've seen quite a bit of is starting out those younger donors on a no stim, just seeing how they perform. Because with stimulation, yes, you can potentially get more quality embryos, but sometimes donors are only going to produce what they produce, no matter if you stimulate them or you don't. So the nice thing about maybe starting where we've seen some programs start with the no stim is they do no stim for a couple IVF rounds, and they are like, they're just trying to see what the donor's going to do. And then at that point, you know, if it's like, you know, this donor may need some stimulation so we can see if we can get some more quality embryos for her, then they start stimulating. Now, if a donor's doing really well on no stim, then we continue on no stim. So it's a very individualized donor approach. So again, it's just all dependent on what the producer's goals are with their IVF program. But we can certainly do a large no-stim program. We can do a combination of no-stim-stim. And then there's some guys that just run a very small group and they want to have all stimulated donors, which is great. We can do whatever that looks like for them.
Yeah. Awesome. I'm glad you hit on a lot of key things there, which I think will be beneficial to dairymen that are listening, to this podcast. Because, you know, I think there's a lot of information, you know, around in the industry with, you know, some other companies. And, you know, I think a lot of people are like, well, how do you know what to do? And like you said, I think you just got to find what's right for you and your donor and then work with it that way. Right. So I'm glad that you said that. Can you talk a little bit about the support that you give to, you know, larger dairies from a always progressing, a continuous improvement aspect, you know. So if there's any larger dairies that are looking to implement a embryo program, what kind of support does Transova provide them? You know, maybe even on a commercial aspect as well.
Sure. There's multiple things that we can do, but basically we come together as a team. Transova, we kind of pride ourselves on being a one team approach. Same thing when we look at these programs that have some volume behind them. So, you know, we take, you know, a client service rep, we're working with IT, you know, we're doing whatever we can with a professional services team, with vets, embryologists, working together with the lab. And so we all come together and we work together, and we offer just some different ways of communicating. We're also looking at different ways of doing data integration, maybe between some different platforms that those dairies are using versus, you know, basically sharing that data in between our systems. So we can constantly evaluate, you know, how their embryo program is going. We're looking at preg rates, which is extremely important. And so it's nice when we're pulling all of those resources together, because then we can look at your program as a whole. And that is where we have been working very hard on. And we, you know, hope to continuously improve on that and bring out more and more tools and resources to our dairymen to give them the data and the information that they need when they need it, because that's extremely important. Especially with some of our dairy programs, they run year-round. Obviously, as proofs come out quarterly, as they're constantly evaluating their female programs, their bulls, like those things constantly shift and change. So they need to look at data on a very fast pace. They're constantly evaluating how it's performing. And so for us to come together as a team and help them and give them the resources and the tools they need to make the best decisions for their repro program, that's what we're going to do.
Awesome. That's great stuff. I think, you know, and we're just at the tip of the iceberg of all the things that we can do for a dairy herd at this point. You know, there's a lot of, I think, opportunities there that we just haven't even, you know, scratched the surface, I guess.
Sure. And we're just learning more every week that we go. But it's been exciting to see some improvements that we've made on that front this past year. And I'm excited to see what the next year brings as we look at opening up more of those data sharing platforms and seeing what other tools we can bring to our dairymen.
Awesome. A lot of good stuff. So Crystal, I think we got a lot of good stuff here, and you know, I want to leave it so that people will come see us at the booth. We don't want to give away everything, and no one stops at the booth. I will go back to our giveaways. We're going to give away some embryos. We're going to give away a couple of genetic preservations for cloning, which is awesome. So if you win your class or something, make sure that you come and see us so we can clone that animal. And then we're going to give away $500 certificates towards services, which I think is awesome as well. So Crystal, this might be the most important question out of all of them, is what is your favorite part about World Dairy Expo?
It honestly is visiting with all of our clients and friends, and that is the true passion, right? Those relationships that we have, we've built a lot of relationships. Some of these clients are very close friends or almost like family to us, and so to be able to come and spend time with them is just a huge thing. That is my favorite part, to go out in the barns, or whether it's at the booth, or maybe we have a meeting set up, like just to sit there and visit with everyone. When they're here is just the best thing ever.
Yep. I agree. I think it's awesome, the people that we get to interact with and get to see. And, you know, just from even the booth standpoint, if you're not showing, there's people that come and see us and catch up. I think that's all great stuff. And growing up as a beef girl, the World Dairy Expo is not like anything that I have ever seen. So if you have the chance to go and haven't yet, you definitely need to, because it is awesome. It is very impressive. The show staff does a great job of keeping everything together and the boat afloat. And they do a great job putting it on. So kudos to them. Crystal, do you have any like guesses on who's going to be crowned Supreme Champion, or maybe we shouldn't comment.
No comment. I like a lot of them, and I wish the best for all of our dairy producers out there that are going to be showing. So we'll see what happens. I have a few favorites, but I'm not going to cast my hat in any direction at this point.
I think that's safe. Yeah. I think another thing that we are forgetting too is that our very own Mike Creek is going to be judging the Ayrshire show. Ayrshire, yeah. So that will be fun to watch him do that tomorrow.
Yes, I think that's exciting for our entire team, and obviously for Mike to have that opportunity and that honor to go out and judge specifically that show. So we're excited to watch him, and we're excited to celebrate with him after the show, and we're extremely proud of Mike.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're going to have to see what he picked for his final song when he does the the slap, because when he was one of our first podcast episodes, and we talked about that, and then World Dairy had been canceled, so we're like, you got an extra year now to think about it. And a few weeks ago he said that it had changed quite a few times since then, so it will be interesting to see what he went with. But
yeah, it'll be exciting to watch him, and again, super proud of him, and we'll be celebrating with him tomorrow night and discussing his music choice.
Awesome. Well, we're going to wrap up here. Thank you, Crystal. Is there anything else that we missed that you want to talk about or say, or...
Just come visit us at the booth here at World Dairy Expo. We've put together a really stellar team to help answer all of your questions. If you guys have worked with a number of client service reps out of our Plains and Great Lakes and East Coast, we have quite a few client service reps coming in this week. Make sure to stop on by and meet them in person. I know they would love to meet you too. And don't hesitate if you see us walking through the barns or whatever, grab us, pull us, ask us questions. We'd be happy to do that. And if you don't have an opportunity to stop and visit with us, just make sure to give us a call. We'd be happy to talk to you anytime. Yep. So
definitely. So if you can't make it this week, no problem. We will have lots of opportunities to meet with everybody coming up in January and this spring. And again, check out our social media pages to keep up with where we're at and what we're doing, and as Crystal said, just give us a call. So thanks again, Crystal. It's been great. Here's to a great week in Madison. Yes. And thank you guys for listening to this episode of the Powered by Transova podcast. We will be releasing season 2 episodes hopefully at the end of October, if not sooner. We got a great lineup of people that we're gonna be talking to, and excited to share that with everybody. So thanks again.
Thank you.
We appreciate you tuning in to Transova. If you have any topics you'd like to hear more about, send an email to moreinformation@transova.com. Thank you.